You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Staying with economics of a sort, we have got some numbers from the world of sports. Watching one guy hit another guy has never been this lucrative. People ponied up $100 each to watch Floyd Mayweather take on Conor McGregor, a UFC fighter, on Showtime pay-per-view this weekend. The number of households and bars that bought the fight outdid Mayweather's head-to-head with Manny Pacquiao back in 2015. That grossed $430 million, then the highest in history. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look at how we got here.
David Haas lives in Austin, Texas, and he's a big fan of mixed martial arts, or MMA. He says he wasn't fazed by the $100 pay-per-view price tag for this fight because he just wants to see a good fight, and he's not rooting for one fighter over the other. He also understands he's probably in the minority.
That, I think, is the spectacle of the event. It's like people are picking teams. But, you know, most people who are fans of a sport, they want to see the technicality. Like, how is the game going to be won?
Ha says he's invited some friends over to watch the fight at his place. In return, they're bringing beers or snacks or throwing him a few dollars. Haas is happy to pay to watch at home. But a lot of people prefer to watch in public. It's been that way for years.
The first Ali Frazier fight was shown in 300 locations across the country.
Joe Hand is 81 and remembers when fights were shown in movie theaters. Hand ran Joe Frazier's finances for years. Now he runs a business distributing fights to bars and restaurants.
This fight, we'll show it ourselves in the 6,000 locations. This is not a fight, it's an event.
So how did pay-per-view get here? The first fight to be broadcast through pay-per-view was the third Ali Frazier fight in 1975, the Thrilla in Manila. But Darren Revelle, a sports business analyst at ESPN, says pay-per-view didn't really take off until the late 1980s and early 90s.
The genesis of it was when Tyson and Holyfield were doing their thing.
But prices for professional boxing matches in the 90s ranged from $25 to $35. Annual pay-per-view revenues back then were about $400 million. Revelle says the model has stuck around and gotten even more a part of the way we watch combat sports, even if it costs $100 these days.
Recently, UFC has confirmed the fact that this is just how it is.
Revelle says there's even been speculation that every sport will move to a pay-per-view model, and that eventually we'll just be paying 99 cents for the last 2 minutes of a football game. Who knows? A pay-per-view Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I just think that's a totally different model, and we've been asking that question forever, but I don't think it's going to happen.
He says that's because Fox, CBS, NBC, and ESPN pay billions of dollars for the rights to broadcast NFL games. And for that money, they're going to want the right to broadcast a Super Bowl as part of the package. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.